Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
KFUO is a listener-supported radio ministry that needs your support to continue. When you partner with KFUO, you are proclaiming Christ worldwide. November 30th is Giving Tuesday, a day that encourages you to give back in whatever ways you can. Giving Tuesday presents a perfect time each year for you to support your favorite nonprofit organizations, including KFUO Radio. To give to KFUO, call 314-996-1518 or text KFUO to the number 41444 or give online at kfuo.org.
A reading from St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, 'Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves.' And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus, amen. So, are you foolish or wise? Are you ready or not? In a word that rings harshly on the ears and lands hard on our hearts, the Lord Jesus speaks of the visible Christian church, which, to great dismay, includes those who are play-acting as though they had faith, but do not trust in God's salvation on the merits of Christ alone, presenting themselves as something that they are not. They look like the faithful, but they are not the faithful. Jesus establishes a dividing line, a separation between the saved and the unsaved, which should lead you and me in these gray and latter days into a hard time of self-scrutiny. The parable of the 5 foolish and the 5 wise virgins is loaded with the law that always accuses. Here is sin, your hypocrisy. The consequences are deadly and eternally damnable. Repent while there's still time. Put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and slander. Trust in Christ alone and not in yourself to attain the perfect righteousness that God demands of you. A righteousness that only exists from beginning to end in His Son Jesus. A righteousness only obtained by steadfast trust in Christ, the only object of genuine faith. Christ, the bridegroom, is at the center of the parable, at the center of all creation, time, eternity. The marriage feast is the bliss of heaven. The oil is whatever constitutes readiness, and the faithful are ready as they abide in the grace of God, given in His Word alone, worked by His Holy Spirit alone. On the one hand, the wise virgins are only as wise as they are intentional, meticulous about receiving and maintaining the fuel for their faith, in order that their lamps would never be extinguished at the critical time. On the other hand, the foolish virgins are unalert and distracted, like those who received the means of grace, but have merely kept faith's outward appearance, expecting somehow to find future gold on the basis of past merits. For them, it's who you know and the crowd you hang out with and what you did yesterday. When the critical moment arrives, the wise won't give away their oil to the foolish. Christians cannot save unbelievers at the final judgment by giving up on the last day what is most precious and necessary to join that great procession into the feast. Your relentless purpose now is to honor the arrival of the bridegroom, whatever that will take and whenever that will take place. To the world, the bridegroom appears to be chronologically challenged, delayed in his coming, but this is no cause for worry to those who are sufficiently prepared. Christ will make his appearance in glory and final judgment at a time least expected, but make no mistake, he surely comes. Are you foolish or wise? Are you ready or not? The foolish look like the wise ones. The wise do not even discover the folly of the foolish until the bridegroom comes. Appearances deceive. The foolish lack the most necessary thing, the very thing that keeps the lamp of genuine faith shining brightly, continually supplied by another out of his merciful grace, the Creator, the Giver of all good things. The wise are the opposite of the foolish. Their purpose fulfilled is to be ready at that moment not known beforehand. The disciples of Jesus are who they appear to be, set against a world of skeptic unbelief. We confess our sins before God and one another, knowing that our earthly lives now are not what they will be then, trusting with patient certainty that the Holy Spirit dwells within and causes the fruit of good works to flow forth toward our neighbors, and that we have the most important and crucial thing, a divine verdict of innocence and righteousness bestowed only for the sake of Christ. Left to yourself, you would be dead in your sin and in no better shape than those foolish virgins. Unable to honor the bridegroom upon his arrival, shut out from the feast forever. Now the door of God's call into that feast stands wide open. But when he closes it on the last day, in judging the living and the dead, the time of divine grace will have come to its natural conclusion. By destroying the power of sin and death in the death of His Son upon the cross, God raised you from the dead and caused you by the power of the gospel to live a life that is pleasing to Him, well prepared for that day of the bridegroom's coming. You have been given His truth, and with that, the means to persevere with all boldness and courage. Examine yourself to see whether these things are not so, even in the face of suffering, despite the burdens of humility and self-denial, against the utter brokenness of a world gone crazy and disintegrating into pieces. The promise of the kingdom of heaven is the gracious rule and reign of our triune God in the hearts and lives of redeemed sinners. His reign, His rule are in your hearts and lives, dear saints, both in this earthly life with a cross and in the one to come in absolute glory. This is how you watch and are ready in the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.